My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris. He's a Middle East expert, accomplished author, terrorism expert, currently an advisor to the U.S. Congress on the Middle East and terrorism. His most recent book is The Lost Spring. You may remember we spoke to him less than a month ago about the hostage situation that played out in that cafe in Sydney, Australia. Today we get his insights on the horrific terrorist attack that claimed 10 lives, 10 folks employed by Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine in Paris, and then two police officers. The three assailants, the three terrorists, have been identified by the French, but as of this recording, are not in custody. Dr. Faris, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Dr. Faris, you said almost very presciently less than a month ago that this is the type of thing we're going to see, the smaller attack, not the grand 9/11 type attack that could be thwarted or discovered through intelligence in any number of ways, but the very small targeted attack that still obviously strikes great fear into the hearts of people and obviously can result in a great deal of bloodshed like we saw today. What are the most important lessons for Western governments to learn from what happened today?
Well, first of all, Western governments, Western public opinion, Western lawmakers need to understand what is going on. Yes, indeed, we have been seeing and we'll be seeing, unfortunately, more of a widespread of the small jihad attacks of various kinds. The next stage now is to learn the difference between what we see. On the one hand, we have the so-called lone wolves attacks that could be individual. The individual could be connected or not to a larger web. The things that we saw, for example, in Canada, in the United States, in Australia, and also in France and the United Kingdom before. This we are going to be seeing at a much wider scale. But the more worrisome kind of acts that we saw today, which is the crossing of a benchmark, of a red line, is a military a style attack as we've seen it today. This is a team of four. They acted two by two, according to reports, and they executed a military mission using for the first time not just machine guns, but also RPG. This is Paris. This is not Baghdad or Mosul, and things have changed.
Dr. Faris, one of the things we've seen in response to this, the Financial Times, one of their leading officials, put a post online saying, well, they shouldn't have drawn cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad. They knew they could potentially draw this type of reaction. The Associated Press taking down pictures of that and also taking down what they consider to be offensive images in other religions, including Christianity. And so there's a big debate playing out now about whether that's the right move or whether or not more free speech, not less, is the right way to go. What do you make of the way the media has responded to all this?
Well, some media is running away in the wrong direction. These are the absolute wrong moves. We've seen in the late 20s and the 30s how concession after concession, the National Socialists, the Fascists, and later on the Bolsheviks in the 50s would demand concession after concession. This would, be hurtful to German nationalism or Italian nationalism. This is how they built their totalitarian web. What we're seeing right now are basically alibi. There are demands made by the jihadists, but this is not what's happening today. They could have attacked it a long time ago. If you want to protest, you have demonstrations, even demonstrations that could turn a little bit more violent, throwing a Molotov cocktail. This is in the limit of what we know. But what we saw today, with all my respect to those who are commenting, is war. This is not anymore people who are offended by issues. This is cold-blooded operation that killed many French top artists. So this is an intimidation. This is a unilateral action taken, not in reaction, because those cartoons have been published a long time ago. And the majority of those who protested on the streets. So people need to make a distinction between what is terrorism and what is protest.
Dr. Faris, we saw obviously the Obama administration as well as many other governments around the world strongly condemning the actions today and promising to do whatever they can to help the French bring the perpetrators to justice. What more collaboration needs to be done than just a statement? Maybe we could possibly contribute to bringing these particular people to justice in some form or fashion. But in a larger sense, what better collaboration could be done to stop this from happening in the first place?
Well, look, in my view, Greg, collaboration exists. I mean, it can't go greater because all collaboration possible between Western democracies, members of NATO, and even across the Mediterranean with the Arab moderates is happening. I would even say that against those jihadists, collaboration goes across all oceans with the Indians and the Chinese and even the Russians, with whom we have a lot of problems. The problem is that cooperation about what? What is it that we need to do as an international community together? Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, I've been repeating this, and you know, since the last 10 years,
sure,
to identify the ideology. Once we do that, a whole ball game will change.
And last point before we let you go, there's always, whenever we see an attack like this, those who want to distance the perpetrators from Islam, and while I think most people would never say that all Muslims would condone what happened today, and you mentioned alibis before, this effort to not connect the two.
I fully understand that we need to make a distinction between a religion, members of that religion, and this ideological group. But this immediate rush towards, you know, making that distinction and saying, well, Islam has nothing to do or has to do. This is a theological debate. It has nothing to do with the debate about this movement. I feel that by rushing to the other direction, we forget to identify and condemn and isolate an ideology. Forget about religion, forget about race, forget about nation and identity. It is about an ideology. Once we start identifying the ideology, then people of all religions could live in peace.
Dr. Farris, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Waleed Farris, longtime Middle East expert, terrorism expert, currently an advisor to the U.S. Congress on the Middle East and terrorism. His latest book is The Lost Spring. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.